This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the number for you. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We are doing yet another episode from yet another Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've had the pleasure of broadcasting live for the last several Porcupine Freedom Festivals. The Porkfest is what, Mark?
It is a gathering of folks that are interested in the ideas of liberty at a campground here in northern New Hampshire in the beautiful White Mountains, and it's a week long.
And it's a blast because you get to be with other people who understand what the ideas of freedom are all about. And it has just really gotten started. We're not to the halfway point yet, just the very beginning of the week. It's going on all week long, all the way through Sunday. So plenty of time for you to still get up here and meet some of these wonderful people, people that you might have heard us discuss on this radio program before. If you're new to Free Talk Live, you know, come up anyway. This is not about meeting people, you know, that you've heard of before, because there are hundreds of people here who you've never heard of, and they've got interesting stories to tell as well. In fact, we'll be interacting with some of them as we continue throughout the night tonight. So, our number again, 855-450-FREE. That still allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can still bring up whatever you want to. And, you know, normally we do bring items to the table to talk about. Of course, we do have that. I still have the story from last night about the letter that was written to the editor about our Memorial Day parade, I guess, that happened, where peace activists got in the local Memorial Day parade up here. It was pretty interesting. But, you know, what's more interesting than that are the interesting folks here and the unique crowd that is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because when you're here, you're around other people of a like mindset, unless, of course, you love, you know, aggressive government, in which case you're not going to find things too, I don't know, friendly. Not that people would be mean to a government agent if they knew who he or she was, and there probably are a few of them milling about around here. I think that the best way to handle those folks is to talk to them about freedom and show them that we are a peaceful bunch. A bunch of folks that are interested in seeing change happen, but without the willingness to do what the government guys do, and that is pick up a gun and use it to force our neighbors into the change they don't want.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see the government using guns on a regular basis, but really at the heart of whatever they do, that's the threat. You know, if you don't pull over, they're going to put down, you know, they're going to start shooting out your tires or put down spike strips or whatever. I mean, you know, they could just be pulling you over for a broken taillight or whatever. Sometimes they pull you over to wish you happy holidays. We've read stories like that. What would happen if you decided not to pull over?
Yeah, exactly. So we've actually got somebody with us here to start the show out with tonight who has, I would say, quite a bit of experience in dealing with law enforcement. His name is Dave Ridley. He's the man behind RidleyReport.com, which, you know, how would you describe, what's the 30-second pitch on the elevator speech, if you will, on the Ridley Report, Dave?
Well, in theory, I can do it in 3 seconds. It's a poor man's TV station.
Yeah, and what you do is you pretty much primarily report from here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So you're focusing a lot on goings-on, both politically and apolitically, stuff that's happening across the liberty movement here. So I like to describe you as a window into the world of the activism happening here. It's a great – Ridley Report is a great way for people who are on the outside of all this to get a little bit of a feel – for what's going on. Because, I mean, whatever you record here at Porkfest this week, and I presume you're taping various different Ridley reports, and whatever it is that we're doing here on Free Talk Live, it's only a small selection of the occurrences that are happening just at this this one campground. I mean, there's more than you could possibly ever cover. There's more than we could possibly ever cover. But you do a pretty damn good job of getting out there and bringing the news that liberty-minded people care about to them.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's all counter-programming. The idea is, even within the liberty movement, I'm going to try to make sure I'm not duplicating stuff that's being covered by other liberty media, unless maybe they're smaller than me. And the original idea was to counter-program what the mainstream media was covering, and so by aiming my camera at the liberty movement. But now it's even gone further than that, where there's plenty of other people reporting on the... Well, there's not plenty, but there's a lot of other people reporting on the liberty movement. And so it's my job to make sure I'm not duplicating their effort if I can help it.
So what do? You just keep your ear to the other liberty media out there? And
I tend to try and report stuff that I'm just specially positioned to report, because maybe I'm the only one that has the information, or because I'm in the right location, or because I've got the right collection of file video to make it work.
How many reports do you do a week?
Seven, I guess.
Wow.
Average. Yeah.
And this is something that you've turned into your full-time gig, right?
I mean,
You were originally someone who worked for big television stations. I think you're working in Boston when I first met you at a, you know, major network three-letter station. And you were able to leave that position. I presume that's because you were able to at least, I don't know, cover costs or something like that. Unless you're living off savings, it seems at least like that with the advertisers on Ridley Report that you have been able to transition away from the corporate working world.
Well, it's a little complicated. Yeah, I have mostly transitioned, but the channel itself, the ads don't generate a ton of revenue. What happens is the stories themselves generate other business opportunities, I guess. So I might only make $7 or $15 on an ad that airs in a particular Ridleyo, but when I am just out in the community, I run into more and more people the more and more videos I do, who say, hey, can you do some PR work for me, or hey, can you make a video for me about this other thing? And so it generates business.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you find yourself with a question for one of our guests that we have on, you're certainly welcome to join us on the air. Dave, your interactions on this program have gone back probably since before we were here in New Hampshire. So.
Oh, yeah.
I used to call you on my way back from my corporate job.
Yeah.
So what is the most interesting thing you've seen at Porkfest this year?
Good question.
Oh, if I had more time to think about it, I'd have a better answer. But I think this year what was different was that I came earlier. I came like on Sunday early,
yeah.
Sunday morning.
A lot of people did, apparently.
And I actually meant to come even earlier than that, and I wish I could have, because I really treasured that early time. You know, yeah. I was unpacking and getting ready and repacking and reconfiguring at a point in time when there wasn't a lot of other stuff going on that I was missing. And that was real important. In terms of other interesting things that I've seen.
The panel.
Oh, the bears. Well, yeah, the bears. There was, I got to film a bear fight, basically.
Really?
Yeah, there was the Monday morning, they're down at the dumpsters here, the bears were working the dumpsters.
Oh, wow.
And so I just ran back, got my tripod, and just sat there, and I did my workout, and when the bears came back, I'd film the bears, and then they'd run off, and I'd resume my workout, and it took me an hour and a half to finish my workout. So,
wow.
But yeah, they were very interesting, and of course the office staff here at Rogers is not thrilled that they were there, but I was.
Imagine so.
So you there was a bear fight?
Well, it wasn't precisely a fight. They kept chasing each other away from the food, basically, which was the garbage. So.
Well, yeah. You know, one man's garbage.
Yeah, that's right.
Another bear's meal. Apparently.
Well, apparently the rubber bullets are coming out pretty soon, from what I understand.
Is that to drive the bears off?
Yeah, they don't want to hurt them badly if they can help it, but they want to make sure they don't keep coming after the trash. I mean, trash basically kills bears.
Really?
Because if a bear keeps coming after trash, someone has to shoot it sooner or later.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
Yep, but they're foragers, and they're going to forage through the trash. Give them the opportunity.
But the video...
What kind of bears were they?
Video.
Polar bears? Big bears?
I guess they were black bears, but I don't know my
bears.
How
big were they? Size of a dog?
They're bigger than me.
The size of a dog?
No. They were, I would say, they were about twice the size of a person, I guess.
If they stood?
No, I don't mean they were twice as tall as a person.
Yeah,
but they were each weighed probably two to three times as many pounds, yeah.
Wow. Big animals.
So Ridley's here. He is his video camera. Of course, anywhere Ridley goes is subject to being recorded.
Well, not necessarily. There was a gal. I was over at Free Aid asking an unrelated question when this, you know, quasi-emergency comes running in, a woman with her daughter. And I was like, hey, can you mind if I film this process of your daughter being treated? And she's like, no. So I'm like,
no, you can't film? Or no,
I'm sorry, I'll leave.
I see.
So that didn't seem, you know, appropriate.
RidleyReport.com is... is where folks can go to see what you're up to. And I imagine, like most people, the internet here is completely unusable, so you're probably going to have to wait until the end of the week to upload stuff.
There's a paleo version of the Ridley Report here, but I'm going to tell you about it later if you want me to hold it.
It's carb-free? The paleo version? All right, you teased me. Hang on, Dave. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Dave Ridley is with us here from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival. More in a moment, 855-453.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. live edition from Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012. We're here at the beautiful Rogers Campground with an absolutely spectacular view. Pretty much wherever you look, we're surrounded by, we're right next to the White Mountains, which is just an incredible view. And better than that, though, it's the people. And actually, the weather's been holding out pretty well also. Porkfest has been known for having a few rainy days in the past. And thus far, and from what I hear, the upcoming weather for the remainder of the week is pretty good.
It's supposed to be sunny this week.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying
sunny-ish.
That. And, of course, you can come up here because this Porkfest is going on all the way through Sunday. So still plenty of time. In fact, I was walking through the campground today. There's a lot going on here. There are probably several hundred people already in attendance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But, yeah, there are still some campsites that are unattended. So likely you're going to start to see those fill in tomorrow, especially on Thursday, and ramping up probably to capacity by the time the weekend rolls around. So you can go to porkfest.com. Once again, porkfest.com. That keep hearing myself, by the way, GCN. It sounds like they're looping us around. I'm just going to go ahead and hit the mute button so it doesn't drive me crazy.
Does that go out on the air?
Hard
to say.
I don't know. That's a good question. I would have to think about that, and I don't really have time to do that at
okay.
the moment. So we're going to continue here and talk to interesting folks from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But first,
the folks that put on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Jason Osborne and his wife Sharon, are principals in an organization called SACL CAI. It is a company that handles accounts receivable. They've been big advertisers of Free Talk Live for many years. And you know, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable or collections, SACL CAI could do it. And they can do it in a manner that will leave you happy. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one, the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI.
All right, so we continue here live from Porkfest 2012 with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, longtime, I guess, friend of the show, somebody we've had featured on a number of instances. And full disclosure, I am a sponsor of the Ridley Report. So, you know,
I'm a fan of the Ridley Report. I think that it's a great value as far as advertising goes.
It is great.
I know his rates, and it's ridiculous.
Ridiculously low, you
ridiculously
mean?
Low. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people watch those videos.
Yep. So, so Dave, you mentioned a paleo version of the Ridley Report because I'd asked you a question about, you know, whether or not all the videos you're recording from this week are going to have to wait until next week to actually get uploaded. Because normally, Ridley Report is about getting the report out. It's not about a bunch of flashy editing or, you know, post-production. It's about recording the production, usually just editing it kind of as you're going on the fly, not even really editing, but just kind of shooting for the final product and getting it out there fast. That way you can really hit the quality, or excuse me, the quantity. And, of course, the quality is there more so than the average person who would be cranking out video like you because you're professionally trained. What is a paleo Ridley Report? Oh, hang on a second.
Oh, right, sorry. It's like basically a print edition of the Ridley Report because I figured we wouldn't have much internet out here. So I've just been printing up little, I'm not even really printing, I'm just like writing down with my hand, you know, the latest bulletins of what's going on around Porcupine Fest and putting them on the physical bulletin board right outside the office here. And so I've already posted like four or five bulletins just
awesome.
These first 2 days. And
that's a commitment to news, right? Like you're writing this stuff down so people can have news that you would normally be watching your videos. I mean,
yeah, and I even sold ads for them, so that's making money on that too.
That's a commitment to business. Thanks for doing that too.
Right. But the other idea that I had as I was doing it, I thought, you know what? It would be really nice, and I had this idea a little late, but wouldn't it be nice if there was one place people could go to find out all the different things they can openly buy at Porkfest? Instead of having to walk the grounds, why not just come to the bulletin board and find all the information right there? So I'm collecting information about what people are selling on the and putting that on the bulletin board, too.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So, RidleyReport.com. Anything else you think is worth sharing with our listeners? Still kind of early in the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so there's a lot to come. And I imagine you will be there with your camera rolling for as much as possible.
Yeah, I am shooting quite a bit of tape still, and that will all air, you know, over the next week or two.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks,
appreciate having you on, as always. And of course, we'll take your calls. Even though we're here at Porkfest, we're still doing a live radio program. And, of course, Free Talk Live means that you are free to call in, talk about anything that you want to. 855-450-FREE. And hopefully our Internet listeners are on board now. Anytime we do live on-location events, there's usually something that goes wrong, especially when you're out in the middle of the woods with limited Internet connectivity.
Free Talk Live has so many venues upon which it is heard, and it's, you know, it's difficult to keep all these balls in the air. It's not like they're, you know, a team of people out there that, you know, working behind the scenes. It's basically you and I, and you know, what we can do with our syndicate GCN.
Yeah, so Mark, you know, you and your family are here. You, Laura, and Jack, as well as the dog.
Fruit Loop, yep.
Yeah, and so what? You know, what was Family Day like today? I mean, a lot of family events at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So, what did you find yourself doing?
As far as the family,
I saw Jack in the pool. I saw that part.
That's right. I mean, you know, Jack's got pretty simple tastes as far as it goes. He hasn't really wanted to do any of the structured events, mm-hmm. and he just wants to go to the playground and go to the pool and do that kind of thing. So, you know.
I know some of the older folks are playing Assassin today.
Right. Assassin is a game where they have squirt guns, and you have to, you're given the name of someone else that's also playing Assassin, and then that, you know, you're supposed to assassinate that person, but you have to do it when nobody else is really looking.
Yeah, so you have to kind of stealthily assassinate.
Yeah, so you can kind of sneak up to the side of them or something like that and give it to them, or wait until they go to the bathroom and, you know, pop them in the back of the head, whatever it is you want to do.
But if somebody sees you do it, then, like, the kill is invalidated.
I didn't get to hear the rules on what happens.
This is my understanding of it. We're getting the affirmative from some of the folks in our audience here. So that's always fun. So there are even games for, you know, teenagers and adults.
Yeah.
That you can get involved in here.
And that's what I'm always so interested in as far as Porkfest goes is that, you know, there are going to be 1,200 people here or whatever they're going to be. And there are 1,200 different Porkfests because everybody has their different thing going on. You know, you're gonna go to the bigger, gayer dance party there.
Aren't you?
And no, I'm afraid I'm not. No, I'm.
What?
I'm gonna be hanging out with the family, and it's probably not appropriate to take a 4-year-old to
a
drag show.
If I had a 4-year-old, I'd totally take him or her to the drag show.
You know, and people that would likely take 4-year-olds to drag shows are less likely to have 4-year-olds. So, you know, thanks for all your advice, yeah. Mr. Single Guy, but we will not be taking our son to the drag show.
Oh. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and
I bet it would be.
That I know that Dale and Neil from Flaming Freedom, flamingfreedom.com, have been working very hard on this, and it should be absolutely extravagant and outrageous and a lot of fun. So there's that coming up. That's Friday, so even if you can only get up here for the weekend, you definitely want to be here for that. But some of the other things that are going on here at Porkfest, because we really didn't dig too far into what the options were last night. Always so many interesting people to talk about. Sometimes it's hard to stop down and just take a moment to explore the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So,
well, Adam Kokesh, the TV star from Adam versus the Man, I saw him here.
Yep. And, okay, cool.
And Bob Murphy from the Mises Institute is going to be here doing his
lots thing. Of big names. I know Larkin Rose is here as well.
A
man
I saw
who spent
him.
Years in federal prison because he had the courage to stop paying federal income tax. And that guy is always great. I certainly invited him to stop by and talk to us for a little while.
And you're the second one to have done that because I did it too. Also, attorney Stephen Howard's giving a speech tomorrow.
Oh, I missed that. Apparently he had one that he did today. I wasn't here for that one. It's on the list here. Maybe he's got one today, one tomorrow.
I went to the homeschooling panel today, and that was really awesome. We talked about the homeschooling. I was sort of schooling panel.
Oh, really?
It's really great. You know, my wife and I are doing that.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We can still take your calls about whatever's on your mind as we are here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it is an absolute blast to be with like-minded people, people who understand what freedom's all about. There were a couple of listeners of ours, Mark, who had never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Every year. They came up and, you know, introduced themselves to me. They'd come up from Maryland, and one of the guys commented regarding, wow, it's amazing to be around people that get freedom. I mean, to just be in a crowd of people that get freedom. Wherever it is that you live, in a lot of places, it doesn't feel like more than a handful of people love freedom and understand the ideas of liberty. Here, it would be a handful of people who don't truly understand the ideas of liberty. If you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I guess there's a chance that somebody, you know, brought you along, and maybe you're still new to the ideas and principles behind this particular movement. And for a lot of people, it's a real an amazing experience for them. You know, we've got interesting guests to talk to from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or in this case, one of the guys behind the operation of the park that we're at, Rogers Campground. And Crosby is here with us. He is the owner of Rogers, which, Crosby, lean right in close on that microphone there, and appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live. Always nice to see you. Good evening.
No, it's our pleasure. We're glad to have you up here.
And, you know, what must this be like for Rogers Campground? I mean, it's just this huge inundation of, people that are, they've got different ideas than regular folks. What is it like for you guys? Because it seemed when we showed up on Sunday, things were kind of placid here at Rogers Campground. But you're going to be bombarded this week.
Well, I believe this is, the 10th year or 11th year you guys have been up here?
Some number like
that. I think it's 10 or 11
years. There were a couple of years where they took it to some other campground, which was very inferior.
I'm glad to hear that.
It isn't going back.
No, and actually, it's funny because we sort of know you're coming, and the town knows you're coming, and everybody else knows you're coming. And it's getting so it's basically just accepted.
Yeah, it's kind of like Bike Week or something.
Same thing. No different than being down in Laconia.
So, now, Rogers Campground, we've heard that it's the largest campground in New Hampshire. Is that
it's issue? The largest of its sort up here, yes.
Okay, so what's the qualification? Is that more
private, largest private campground?
Yeah.
Is it units of that people can rent, or is it largest as far as acreage, or both of those? Or?
No, we have 305 pull-throughs. For RVs, we have about 120 tents. We have a safari area down there that has 48. We have a motel that's 56. If you add it up, it's somewhere close to 540.
And that's just the sites, of course. The site can share more than one person. So, in theory, what do you think the maximum capacity of this campground is as far as campers?
One of our big days is the 4th of July, because we put on a huge fireworks display here.
Really? I hear this is second only to the 4th of July
weekend. Right. And we will probably have close to 3,500 people.
Wow.
Year.
Okay, so there's a lot of growing.
There's only 3,200 in Lancaster. So we'll have actually more than the town.
So what does, there's all kinds of people in Lancaster that are, when people come, I mean, they've got to service them to some extent. The restaurants, they're there. The grocery stores are there. The police officers. You know, what's it like for Lancaster for, all these people to come?
I think everybody's been pretty well accepted by all the merchants, to be honest with you.
Yeah, sure. Everybody likes somebody who will spend some money.
Yeah, that's a big thing up here. Coos County is a very hurting county right now. There's nothing up there. So to have more money come up, they're more than happy to have you come in. And the restaurants and Shaw's. My understanding is Shaw's probably goes up 20% this week in sales.
Oh, I bet. Only grocery store in the area?
Only game in town.
Wow.
Now, this view that you guys have,
of the White Mountains.
Of the White Mountains that I'm looking out the window here at. I mean, this has got to be one of the best views in the White Mountains here from the campground. I mean, do people comment on this? Or?
We like to think that. Because we're working, so therefore we don't get an opportunity to look too much, to tell you the truth. But the people who come here, regardless where they come from around the country, they all mention that. And the thing that amazes me is this is a campground that has very few bugs. I mean, people are out there camping and
the lawn mode.
Well, maybe that's it. I don't know. We've had a very tough summer here because of the fact that it's raining so hard up here. We've had machines just sinking in the mud. But it's comical why we don't have the number of bugs that other campgrounds seem to have.
I've always noticed that about Rogers, and it's been a good thing as far as I'm concerned. So
yeah.
I think it's great. I love coming here, and as you mentioned, the view is incredible. For me, it's one of my favorite parts of being here, besides the interactions with other great liberty-minded people.
Has the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been growing as far as attendance every year. Has that been reflected in hotel rooms and campsites and that kind of thing, too? Is it getting bigger from your numbers?
The first year, as I remember correctly, we probably had maybe 400 participants somewhere in that neighborhood. So basically, we handled them all. Now we're getting to the point where we actually have to get the other motels in town and incorporated to get them going. We haven't had to get any more campgrounds involved, but we have had.
No, you've got enough campgrounds to handle it for now.
Yeah. And we hope to get to the stage where we can actually give the overflow to somebody else.
It's going to be a big camping event if that happens.
Well, it, it absolutely is big right now. I think it was well over 1,000 people that attended last year.
Right. And I expect it to be at least that, if not more.
Right, yeah, as do I. And we get to, you know, we've yet to see the absolute final numbers because we're still in the beginning portion of the event. But, you know, Crosby, I'm glad that, you guys do such a professional job with taking care of things. And something I've noticed this year that's different from last year is it seems like the Porcupine Freedom Festival has kind of picked up some of the responsibilities regarding, you know, putting soap dispensers in the bathrooms. Like, there's this monster soap dispenser in there. So, like, there's almost zero chance that anything's going to run out this year.
What's that been like?
You're working, I guess, interacting with the
Yeah, actually, this year we've sort of worked very closely with the people and try and supply everything they need and things of that nature, the sanitary problems that we've had, which any campground's going to have.
Sure.
Maybe just getting the wood here for the bonfire and things of that nature. But it's, you know, for us, it's kind of nice because there's a lot of friendly faces that we recognize from the previous years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been good, too.
What's the biggest challenge in handling, logistically handling this many people that all come just wham, they come on Monday and then whoop, they're gone by Sunday?
The real truth is that they handle themselves. We don't have to do too much if you want to know the truth.
That's great.
We sort of rely on them. They know exactly what's expected of them. They come in. And so far, the rapport has been excellent.
They must be, because you keep having us back. So that's,
that's
usually a good sign. And I'm glad to hear about the numbers, too, because, you know, one of the big question marks around the event has been, well, what happens, you know, when will Porkfest outgrow Rogers Campground? As you mentioned, there might be other campgrounds in the area that could be recruited. But you mentioned 3,500. Clearly, we've got a ways to grow. So, yeah, definitely going to be a few years down the road before we even cross that that threshold.
The problem is you never know quite how many people are going to show up.
Sure, because people will tell people and they'll bring their friends. So,
how close are you guys to sold out as far as campsites go?
Oh, we still got another probably 40% that we could use.
So it's a lot of the RV sites out in the back?
Yeah.
I had heard that the campground has sold out for the week, but not the RV camping area.
The tenting area did.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The tenting area. Well, actually, to be honest with you, when you guys leave here on Sunday, the motel will be already sold out.
For next year, you mean?
For next year.
Yeah.
The cabins will be sold out, and the tenting area, for the most part, will be sold out.
Now, you can set up a tent on an RV site, right? So if somebody were to roll up here on Friday and the RV site's the only thing left, you don't actually have to have an RV in order to camp there.
You just don't get too many trees.
Yeah.
What? Now, you said there was this other site that had like 40 campsites or whatever. What was that?
It's a safari site.
It's
actually down in the front there where your VP places, where your tents are. All those poles have electricity and water on them.
Okay.
And we use them for a common interest type thing, where the group is a common interest type thing.
Crosby, thanks for sitting in with us here on Free Talk Live and Rogers Campground. RogersCampground.com is your website, correct?
Yeah.
Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Yeah, great place to visit for sure, even if you're not here for Porkfest.
Come
thanks,
see the view.
Crosby. RogersCampground.com. There's more to come here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-453. That's the Sickles CAI. I told Freeline, this is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest bring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that you'll find there. And those features include news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for free. Follow us via email, Facebook, or Twitter. Once again, news.freetalklive.com, broadcasting from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's so great to be here yet again. I'm going to spend the entire week here, and Free Talk Live will be live every single night. When many people are out enjoying a variety of different nighttime activities, we are stuck here, but it's not so bad because we get to talk to interesting people here that other people don't get to talk to on the radio. So, but of course, a lot of these people, you can come here and talk to them in person. Many of them have booths set up, and some of them have buses, actually, as I understand it. One of those folks is with us here right now. Kelly Halderson is joining us. We're going to tell you a little bit more about her in a moment. 855-453 allows you to take control of the airwaves. And, of course, this is all brought to you by the Free State Project, which is the organization that puts on the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Find out more at freestateproject.org.
Yeah, I don't know if we've mentioned that enough throughout the shows that we've been doing here, but this is a tradition that has gone on for a number of years now. We've had the pleasure of being here for approximately five or six of those years, and it's been great meeting people every single year and then seeing different people. In fact, some people coming back. There was a guy here that I hadn't seen since the Liberty Forum 3 years ago, and he's here this year. And,
awesome.
So some people can't make it every single year, but they'll come every year they possibly can, and it's just great to see the good people. Now, Kelly, I think that we've had you on the show a number of times in the past, and you and your husband and family travel around in a bus. Tell me what it is you guys are up to.
Well, we homeschool our kids.
Get real close on that.
Okay,
line,
sorry. We just travel around the country and homeschool our kids and try to spread the message of freedom, you know, throughout through example. So if our kids are interested in doing a specific thing, they want to go to an event, like we just went to Bonnaroo, which is a big, huge musical festival.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, in Tennessee, and the kids got to spend 4 days there going, exploring different kinds of music. My son's really interested in doing music, so we did that. We've also go to unschooling events and political events. We went to the Republican straw poll in Iowa. That was really crazy and weird. Not at all what I expected.
What was weird about it? Just the Republicans or just weird in general?
Yeah. The Republicans are a little just weird in general, but it also is a big festival. It's like this big event. It's this big fair with a lot of, you know, weird fair stuff, and it's just crazy people.
And this bus of yours is called the Unschool Bus, and it's basically converted into some kind of camper, right?
Yeah, it's a retired school bus from Massachusetts, because there's a law that says you can't run a school bus past 10 years, no matter how good a condition it's in. So there's this excess of school buses, so they're really cheap. It was like $3,000 you got to buy a school bus, and you rip out all the seats and you make it exactly how you want. And my husband did all the work, so we got a full size Class A type RV with 4 bedrooms, shower, bathroom.
Bedrooms.
Yes, 4 bedrooms for our 3 kids and us.
Is that like a berth? I mean, how big are these bedrooms?
They're bunks, and then underneath the kids have like a little space where they can sit, and you know, they're all teenagers too, so there's plenty of big space.
So is there a hallway in between these bedrooms?
There is. It's a very narrow hallway. He kind of built it like the back end of it is sort of like a boat. You know how you go a boat? The top of it is a little slanted out to your shoulders and a little narrower at the feet. But there's three bedrooms down the hall, and then ours is at the end. We have running water. We have batteries to store power. We have, you know, a kitchen that works, and it's great. And for, I mean, a fraction of the cost of what it would cost an RV. And it
sure would.
A lot.
So, and you live in this 12 months a year?
We live in it full time, yeah. We've been on
that's
it
amazing.
For almost 2 years now.
And that's got to be a real learning experience for the kids. And
absolutely. Absolutely. And to work within that space, we actually even had somebody live with us on the bus for two months. It was
Where did they sleep?
She slept on the the bench out in the living area, in the living room, yeah. And she's an 18-year-old. She's, I don't know, it went around for a while. She wrote a speech. She's a valedictorian and wrote a speech about how it was like internet went viral, her video on.
What was her name? I think we might
Erica Goldson.
We did. We had her on the show.
Yeah. So she stayed with us for 2 months.
Nice.
An interesting experience.
So what does unschooling mean?
Well, it means a lot of things to a lot of different people, it seems. But to us and to me, what it means is allowing my kids as much freedom as I can, and so that they can explore their interests. And I just act as a helper, you know, a facilitator, or, you know, that kind of thing. If there's something they want to do, then I try to help make that happen. If there's something they want to learn, I try to help that happen. I try to basically stay out of the way as they learn things on their own.
But how much have you learned as being part of this, just kind of being that facilitator?
Oh, I can't even just countless things.
Yeah.
You know, I really have.
So how old are your kids?
My kids are 14, 15, and 17.
How long have you been unschooling them?
We've had them in... I've homeschooled for, I want to say this will be our 8th year. I mean, it kind of gets blurry after, especially when you don't, like, we're non-compliant, so it's not like I say, oh, they're in this grade this year, you know. I mean, I could think about it.
How would you be compliant? I mean, you're moving around constantly. Each state has some different rules. I mean, exactly what state are you a resident of?
We're a resident in New Hampshire.
I see. So, you know, the people catch you up in Iowa, they say you're not following New Hampshire's rules.
No, we've never had any kind of problems whatsoever.
Now, wait, so if you're non-compliant, there's no punishment for that? They're not going to threaten you with jail time?
Not here in New Hampshire.
Really? I thought that, Mark, you had told me that you have to send some sort of lesson plan into the state for approval.
The rules have changed
in the
last few weeks.
They have, but you never had to send a lesson plan. You had to notice, give them a notice that you were. Well, actually,
exactly.
You had to just say that you are homeschooling. And then at the end of the year, you had a choice of three different kinds of, like, evaluation of a portfolio, evaluation of a child, or testing. And then
you would have to go to some sort of state evaluator?
Well, you could pick a teacher, of your own, and then they can look at a portfolio of your kid's work, and then they give you a letter that you then hand to the state. Or we also had the option of using a participating agency, which would be a private school.
But you haven't been doing that?
I haven't been doing that, no. The first year I did, but that's...
And they didn't try to chase you down?
They did not try to chase me down.
That's good. I'm really glad to hear that, because when I talk to parents who want to do homeschooling, they will relate to me that, we looked at New Hampshire, and it's just not free enough regarding homeschooling.
What
is it that has changed?
A lot's changed. Just
in the last few weeks.
Just since Friday.
Oh, wow. This is news to me. I don't think we've reported this yet, Mark.
Yeah, that's correct. So you no longer have to, and you do not have to annually report that you're a homeschooler.
Nope. And
so no more of this portfolio nonsense?
The portfolio, you still have to do it. You just keep it to yourself.
But apparently you don't have to
submit it. You just have to have it.
But I guess what I misunderstood in the past was that, people say you have to do this thing, but you're saying they never chased you down for it.
No, and I was very vocally noncompliant.
I think that people need to really hear about that. Yeah. That's great news.
Now, your kids have been unschooled and homeschooled for, what, you said 8 years now. So,
eight.
I mean, most of their school lives. Are they mouth-breathing Cro-Magnons that can't read?
Not at all.
I mean, that's what people would think, right?
Yeah.
If there's no school, then there must be no learning.
Yeah. No, there's definitely lots and lots of learning. It's funny, my daughter, she's the one, she went her last year in school, she's only been to second grade, and she reads, she writes, she draws, she does everything.
I actually am a subscriber to, they friended me on Facebook, so I get to see some of the things that they do, and they are, surprise, surprise! They're literate. But you go to, as far as kids going to college and stuff like that, I mean, a lot of people are concerned with, doing homeschooling or unschooling and these kind of things. And what's going to happen to kids if they want to go to school?
Well, if they want to go to school, they can. I mean, it's a different kind of track. There are different ways to do it. So it's not, there's not one answer.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation would be is if your kids are interested in going to a specific school, contact that school's admissions department. And find out what it is they'd want to, and don't wait till the last minute. Do it, if the kids are like, well, I really kind of want to do this, I'm interested in this school, then contact that admissions director and say, my kids really want to go to the school. What do you want from me to show, because this is what we do in our lives, and what can we do to show you that they'd succeed here.
And we were just on a panel. You were just on a panel today with a woman named Doris Hohensee. Yeah, who her kids, she had several of them, and they went to like Princeton and Yale and MIT and
Cornell.
And
school.
Yes, they're
fantastic. Yeah. Kelly, do you have a website you can plug?
Well, right now you can find us on Facebook, The Unschool Bus on Facebook.
The Unschool Bus on Facebook. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Emerging.